Now, legal plunder may be exercised in an infinite multitude of ways. Hence come an infinite multitude of plans for organization, tariffs, protection, perquisites, gratuities, encouragements, progressive taxation, free public education, right to work, right to profit, right to wages, right to assistance, right to instruments of labor, gratuity of credit, and so forth, and so forth. And it is all these plans, taken as a whole, with what they have in common, legal plunder, that takes the name of socialism. Now, socialism, thus defined in forming a doctrinal body, what other war would you make against it than a war of doctrine? You find this doctrine false, absurd, abominable? Refute it. This will be all the easier, the more false, absurd, and abominable it is. Above all, if you wish to be strong, begin by rooting out of your legislation every particle of socialism which may have crept into it. And this will be no light work. Mr. Montalembert has been reproached with wishing to turn brute force against socialism. He ought to be exonerated from this reproach, for he has plainly said, "The war that we must make against socialism must be one that is compatible with the law, honor, and justice." But how is it that Mr. Montalembert does not see that he is placing himself in a vicious circle? You would oppose law to socialism, but it is the law that socialism invokes. It aspires to legal, not extra-legal, plunder. It is of the law itself, like monopolist of all kinds, that it wants to make an instrument. And when once it has the law on its side, how will you be able to turn the law against it? How will you place it under the power of your tribunals, your gendarmes, and of your prisons? What will you do then? You wish to prevent it from taking any part in the making of laws. You would keep it outside the legislative palace. In this, you will not succeed, I venture to prophesy, so long as legal plunder is the basis of the legislation within. It is absolutely necessary that this question of legal plunder should be determined, and there are only three solutions of it. One, when the few plunder the many. Two, when everybody plunders everybody else. And three, when nobody plunders anybody. Partial plunder, universal plunder, absence of plunder. Amongst these, we have to make our choice. The law can only produce one of these results. Partial plunder. This is the system that prevailed so long as the elective privilege was partial, a system that is resorted to avoid the invasion of socialism. Universal plunder. We've been threatened by this system when the elective privilege has become universal, the masses having conceived the idea of making law on the principle of legislators who had preceded them. Absence of plunder. This is the principle of justice, peace, order, stability, conciliation, and of good sense, which I shall proclaim with all the force of my lungs, which is very inadequate, alas, till the day of my death. And in all sincerity, can anything more be required at the hands of the law? Can the law, whose necessary sanction is force, be reasonably employed upon anything beyond securing to everyone his right? I defy anyone to remove it from this circle without perverting it, and consequently turning force against right. And as this is the most fatal, the most illogical social perversion that can possibly be imagined, it must be admitted that the true solution, so much sought after, of the social problem is contained in these simple words: law is organized justice.